Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Listen, if you're going to come for the queen, you best not miss. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's what they say. And we are playing with Brandy today. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Caller 17, calling from Folsom. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio as I speak, and the jackpot is up to $200. Very exciting.
Ooh.
I hope you can handle the pressure.
I hope so, too.
Here we go. Question one. President Jimmy Carter's funeral is today in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. It's being attended by political leaders of both parties, and fans have lined up in a three-hour-long wait to pay their respects. How many living presidents are left now?
Ooh, three.
Question two. Diddy is still in jail awaiting his trial, and he is furious because he's no longer the most popular person in there. Mm-hmm. Now that Luigi Mangione, the suspected killer of that healthcare CEO, is in the same prison as him, he has been the belle of the ball with inmates and prison staff, and Diddy is jealous. What state are they both being held in?
New York.
Question three, Stranger Things actor David Harbour was dumped by his girlfriend Lily Allen after dating for 5 years, and now we know why. He was caught cheating on her on the dating app Raya, which is the same dating app he met Lily Allen on. Which of the following is not a real dating app? Peanut Butter and Jelly, Badu, or Silver Singles?
Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Question four, Nikki Glaser hosted the Golden Globe Awards and said she found out that she was dramatically underpaid from former host Gerard Carmichael. Well, she was asked to host it next year, and she reportedly got that pay hike. Good for you, girl. True or false, Nikki Glaser was the first solo female host in Golden Globe history.
True.
And finally, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have officially ended their divorce and split their assets. Shockingly, J-Lo walked away with the $5 million engagement ring, even though Affleck was legally entitled to keep it. If she sells it for 70% of its worth, how much is that?
Ooh, $35,000.
I'm going to say, need you to say a real number.
Oh, I can't remember what you said. Okay. $35,000.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Brandy, where are you off to today?
Going to work, Midtown, Sacramento.
You drive from Folsom to Midtown?
Yes, every day.
Wow. How long?
My last day, though.
Today's your last day?
Yes.
By choice?
Yes, I've got a new job, fully remote, so I won't have to make the commute anymore.
So wait, hold on. Before we get too excited, does that mean you're not going to listen to us anymore?
Oh, I've still got to listen.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. You have a smart speaker? Because you can listen to us live on a smart speaker.
I do. Perfect.
Thank God. Thank God. Okay. Otherwise, $200 jackpot. I'll throw it out. I'll just go get you an Echo Dot or something. Yeah. All you have to say, by the way, everybody, is just say, Alexa, play 106.5 The End, and we come on live. It's great. All right, here we go.
Perfect.
Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. President Jimmy Carter's funeral is today And it's going to be at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
It's being attended by political leaders of both parties. There is a 3-hour-long line in like 20-degree weather of people lined up waiting to pay their respects.
Okay.
He's definitely somebody I think we should all try to be more like.
Well, he was a very charitable person.
Yes, he was. One of the sweetest ex-presidents we ever had. How many living presidents do we have left?
Okay. Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, 5.
That is correct. 5. Question 2. I love this story. So Diddy's still in jail, and he is furious because he's now in the same jail as Luigi Mangione.
Uh-oh.
And Luigi Mangione
is beloved by all.
Beloved by all in the prison, by staff and inmates.
Sure.
And Diddy can't stand not being the most famous person in the room. That's from a quote of a friend of his, by the way.
Wow.
He can't nonstop ranting about it.
I don't know what Luigi did to us, but he broke our brains.
What state are they both being held in?
New York.
Yeah. In New York. Question 3. David Harbour from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Lily Allen, his girlfriend, dumped him after dating for 5 years. Did you know that?
I knew that they were dating.
They're not anymore.
Okay.
And it's because she found out that he was cheating on her on the dating app Raya.
Okay.
Which is the same dating app where they met.
Well, how bold to be a famous person and then be on a dating app?
Well, Kevin knows more about Raya than I do. Isn't that a dating app kind of for rich and famous people?
Only for like celebrities.
Okay,
and
but
stuff. You
I
need
mean,
an access code to get it.
We're using the word celebrity very loosey goosey because our boss is on Raya.
He's very famous.
Yeah. He's okay.
He still hasn't given me a code yet.
He's a world famous DJ.
That is
okay,
true.
Wow.
All right. Which of the following is not a real dating app?
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly, Badu, or Silver Singles?
I'm going to say Badu.
Badu, you have to say it like that.
Badu? Really?
That's a real one. Yeah.
What's a Badu?
I don't know.
Okay.
Silver Singles, also real. Peanut butter and jelly is the fake one.
Really?
Question 4. Nikki Glaser hosted the Golden Globes, and she found out, and she said this in an interview publicly, that she was dramatically underpaid as a former host, Gerard Carmichael, who is less famous than...
I don't know who that is.
He's a comedian.
Okay.
Less famous than Nikki Glaser.
For sure.
And he got paid way more than she did. Mm. Well, they asked her to host next year, and she got that pay raise.
Get that bag, bitch.
True or false, Nikki Glaser was the first solo female host in Golden Globe history.
Oh, you mean Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Gerard.
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 Yeah, okay. What was the question? Sorry.
True or false, Nikki Glaser, first solo female host in Golden Globe history.
True.
Yeah. There have been others, but they've had to be paired up with people.
I think it was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler,
yeah.
And then Sandra Oh randomly hosted with Andy Samberg 1 year.
Okay.
Super weird. Anyway, final question. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have officially ended the divorce. They've split their assets, and shockingly, J-Lo got to walk away with the $5 million engagement ring, even though legally Ben Affleck was entitled to have that ring back.
No, he wasn't, because they got married. If they were engaged, it is a promissory piece of jewelry. Once you get married, then it belongs to you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. If she sells that ring for 70% of its worth.
And it was $5 million, you said?
Yep. How much is that? Katie has stopped writing.
No. I'm going to say $3
million. Well, you're close. Let's see. Brandy, did you figure it out yet?
I did.
What is
3.5 million?
3.5 million. Brandy was like 35 million, 35,000, 350,000. She had the numbers right. She just couldn't figure out. All right. Final score. Brandy, you got 3. Katie got 3.
It's a tie.
Boy, oh boy.
In the name of Jimmy Carter.
Aww. We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Brandy, what is it you want to tell us?
Well, Katie, good game. I'm sorry I didn't beat you, but you're very smart.
Well, I'll take it.
Pretty
and
close.
Congratulations on your new job.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.